You're listening to the audio production of Where I Am, Heaven, Eternity, and Our Life Beyond the Now by Billy Graham, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Tommy Cresswell.
Foreword, Franklin Graham. While his earthly vision dims, the glory of heaven is illuminated as my father, Dr. Billy Graham, shares from his past and present the reality of eternity in his new book, Where I Am. While he no longer preaches from the stadiums of the world, his heart still beats strong with resounding assurance that he will spend eternity with Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, and he still invites others to secure their eternal hope. My father has always stayed in tune with world news, he still does, and has said, "My heart breaks to see the world in such turmoil. We are watching governments crumble. Newscasters and people from around the world are asking, is there anyone who can set the world on the right track? Is there any hope? Where will it all end?" Yes, there is hope. And when the end of this life comes, eternity will be realized. The CBS News program Sunday Morning reported the week before Halloween 2014 that two-thirds of Americans believe in life after death, either in heaven or hell, and most believe they can describe them both. Yet their beliefs seldom, if ever, come from the Bible. So where do people get their information on a real heaven and a real hell? CBS found that most develop their visions of both places from the arts, from painters, musicians, films, and poets. Opinions on eternity, therefore, gain a hearing based on cultural conjecture rather than the time-tested truth of Scripture. This supports a popular theory that because God loves the